For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The current state of American politics means that the next Memphis mayor will have to think about social issues such as criminal justice and race, but the city's economy is also something that should keep leaders up at night. With us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Chris. Good to be here.
So, Otis, one of the candidates for mayor, Tammy Sawyer, came on WKNO's Behind the Headlines last week and got more into some details about her economic plans and policies and how they contrast with incumbent mayor Jim Strickland. One of the things she wants to look at is incentives for businesses coming to the city. Memphis offers a lot of tax breaks and incentives to certain businesses. She wants to freeze those until there are more promises that businesses are bringing long-term jobs, well-paying jobs to the cities, and not just these warehouse jobs that a lot of them are offering at this time. What do you think about that?
First of all, I'll say this. I think it's good that Tammy Sawyer is putting some meat on the bones of her campaign and is talking more specifics and talking about issues that this community could and should care about. This is one that deserves a lot of conversation. She makes points that other people have talked about, especially as it relates to giving out tax incentives for companies to come here with warehouse jobs and telemarketing jobs or whatever it is that really don't pay a lot of money to the average worker. I think she is onto something there. The problem with that historically has been that companies will say that those much more higher paying jobs are difficult to bring to Memphis just because of the workforce that we have here, and that the educational level of a lot of people is not such that they could get those kind of jobs. Some of that may be true, some of it may be hyperbole, but candidate Sawyer is addressing an issue that really needs to be discussed and debated, and she's probably on to something here with some meat on it.
There was a big conversation this year about those incentives. They helped bring a new company like Indigo Ag to the city with all those new jobs.
Right.
But they were also used to help FedEx move its logistics headquarters to downtown from out east. And so there was some questions about how should we justify tax breaks for big companies. So should Mayor Jim Strickland be keeping a closer eye on them or at least be worried about how they're playing into his policies?
Yes, I think that any mayor, whether it's Jim Strickland or whoever it is that comes after him, should really pay close attention to just how much generosity the taxpayers are giving and what are we getting back in return for it. That is another great mayoral debatable issue that should be addressed between now and October 3rd.
Well, people who pay attention to economic forecasts are already worried about the possibility of a recession just around the corner. And also this week, we learned that the Plow Foundation, one of the biggest contributors to Memphis charities, is closing up shop over the next 4 years or so. These are related in the sense that Memphis infrastructure, social programs, healthcare, and certainly arts and culture, these all rely heavily on charity. We are a nonprofit city. We rise and fall on the markets. Have the candidates said anything about this yet?
I don't think they know what to say, because I think they probably think, well, this is something I really can't have that much control over. We've been blessed historically to have a lot of what we call old money in this community, and people were pretty generous with that money. A. Plow is really one of the persons who's at the top of that list. He started this foundation in 1960. It has given away some $300 million. So we are going to miss that when it does go away. And I do think a lot of this is going to be tied to the overall national economy. If we are thrown into a recession, I think Memphis will be hit pretty hard as a result of that, just because of who we are, where we are, our workforce, our education level. A lot of those things are going to hurt us. I don't know what it is that any candidate for mayor can do or say about this, but they do need to let the public know that they are paying attention to it, and maybe some of their other proposals, hopefully they can make the case that it's going to help offset some of that pain whenever it comes.
Well, finally, Otis, as you mentioned, it would be nice to hear some of these issues talked about in a debate. And so far, there's nothing scheduled, which seems unusual in a mayoral election. Why is this?
Well, I think the whole thing hinges on former mayor, Dr. Willie Harrington. He has been reluctant to agree to any debate. I think he feels he doesn't need it. I do think it would behoove him to have a debate this time around because he is not the incumbent. But if he does not agree to it, Jim Strickland is not going to get on a debate stage just with Tammy Sawyer. It's just not going to happen. He doesn't feel that he needs to. Frankly, Chris, they don't like each other. And that's pretty apparent. And so that's not going to happen. So I think the wild card here is Dr. Harrington. And also, Jim Strickland has said that he is not going to do any debate that is not televised. So you're not going to see him on any kind of a stage with Tammy Sawyer unless Dr. Harrington is there.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.